With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm Julian. It's time for another edition of Zone Time. Sam is here. Avery is here from Edmonton. Good to see you, buddy. Omar is also here. You could also check out his work in the mentions. I got a question for you, Omar. Figured we'd start off with this one before we get to all the topics we want to get to today. We're going to talk about cancelable NHL takes. Who else could be a 50-goal scorer alongside Austin Matthews and Leon Draisaitl? We're going to talk about teams we love to hate and the best bad record. But the first thing, I've been thinking about this all weekend, strictly for you, Omar. You know, I know the Leafs are you know, they're really cool with Justin Bieber, and Justin Bieber's just around that team the way that years. And I just want to know, Omar, how does Justin Bieber inspire you as a Leafs fan?
Yo, that was... man, that was a... Listen...
No words.
Listen, I saw that. I'm like, I'm watching it live. My jaw dropped. I'm like, did they actually? It's like how did like? I get it. I get it. You know, like it's very public and it's known that Bieber and Matthews are friends. And Bieber's around the team a lot and he's a fan and he wants the team to do better. Heck, there's the Drew you know, collaboration thing. But like, man, I don't think Matthews is good at hockey because he's a Bieber fan. I mean, he was good at hockey first. Like, the Justin Bieber stuff is relatively recent. So, like, I get what they were going for, but, like, yeah, that's a tough one. That's a really tough one. And, again, I think it just shows a big issue in hockey that if celebrities are around the game, then it means that there has to be some inspirational piece. Like, imagine, like the, so many celebrities go to, like, basketball games. Imagine talking to Scotty Burns and asking Scotty Burns, like, hey, how does Drake inspire you? Like, what? Like, what are you talking about? So yeah, I get what they're going for, but that was a tough one for sure.
Okay, well, it's better than like going to like a game or something and seeing a celebrity who you wouldn't think would be at an NHL game and you see them doing the nasty in some box. Like, that's ever happened before.
Throwback.
Just thinking more of, as soon as Omar said Drake, all I thought about was him sitting front row during the Raptors run.
People got so mad at that. Do you remember when people got mad at like
Drake? So mad.
Seriously. Can you imagine like a one of the most influential rappers of the last how many years happens to be a Canadian and wants to rep a basketball team and he happens to want to just sit in the front, you know, just like a normal celebrity, you know, but it's Drake.
There are worse things to get mad at, you know.
I guess
so. For example, we can talk about how Matthews doesn't have 50 goals in 50 games.
Wait. Unless you want to use that as your most cancelable NHL take, which is what I wanted to start off this episode with. There is that trend going around where they're asking people to provide their most cancelable takes on anything. So I was wondering if we had any particular NHL ones. I was thinking, you know, hey, we should live in a world where it's good to, you know, if a player decides to showboat and smirk and stuff, it's okay to have his face pounded in, as some people would like to have you believe, but maybe that'll get me canceled. But you know what? If I go on another platform and try to re-explain my thinking in a much different way, maybe people will look at me differently. And then when I try to re-explain that again and then get mad at media people for thinking that I voiced it in one way and they didn't do their homework, And then I'm just all surprised that people are still mad at me. You know, what am I going to do at that point? But you know what? We should just think that's my most cancelable NHL take. You know, just
because the
why
media.
Do we even need skill in the game? Yeah, the media.
The media.
The big bad media.
The media did it.
We didn't do our homework listening to a guy working on a broadcast in media say the wrong thing about a player. That's my cancelable take. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. It's not about me, people. Avery, why don't you give us a cancelable NHL take?
It is one that I've debated on Twitter for quite some time. If you're not in the NHL and you want to wear 99, go ahead and wear it. Who cares?
Oh, my Lord.
The number is not retired in the AHL, the CHL, or Europe. It's retired only in the NHL. If you want to wear it overseas, go right ahead. Nick Backstrom wore it in the KHL, and people got mad at him for doing that. Is the KHL retiring at 99 anytime soon? No. Who cares? Who gives a crap? It's a number. When Mikko Koskinen picked 19 to wear for the Oilers, people said, oh, it's not a goalie number. So why does it bug you so much if a player doesn't wear a number that fits your standards? It's stupid.
Yeah, you care a lot about this thing. You've made that very clear on Twitter.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, it's two numbers. Is it hurting you in any way, shape, or form? Who cares?
It is an interesting thing, man. I remember like when Matthews got drafted, like people were like confused why he wore 34 because like 30, like the numbers in the low 30s are usually goalie numbers. And people were saying like, and I was like, oh, like, why is he wearing 34? Or like, remember like when Josh Hosang wore 66, were mad. Or when Nylander changed his number to 88, people were like, oh, he's disrespecting Eric Lindros, who was like, what the fuck?
Maple Leafs legend. Eric Lindros.
like,
I don't get this. It's so stupid. Like, why does it bug you so much? Yet these are the same people who love when Darren Puppa wore back in the day wore 93 the Lightning. They love Darren Puppa when he wore 93 the Lightning. Or when Hextall wore it, it would like it's so dumb. Who cares?
Would you wear 99?
Hell yeah! If I could, if I was allowed, yeah.
Like a ball hockey league.
Yeah, it's a number.
I thought that was so funny because like the person they picked was like I think they tagged Mark Messier in the tweet.
Yeah,
that's where your take came from, and I was like, dude. Part of the reason Canucks fans hate Mark Messier is because he took the unofficially retired number of Wayne Mackey and disrespected a dead man.
What? That's where that's from?
True story.
And is not his leadership qualities, not the Lays ads?
That was just one on a long list of things we hate about Mark Messier.
We should do like a whole segment of reasons why Vancouver Canucks fans hate Mark Messier. I think the Vancouver base of fans who listen to the show would very much appreciate that. Sam, do you have a cancelable NHL take? You could just dunk on somebody if you want. That's all we just want to see from Sam all the time.
My cancelable NHL take, and I admit that it's like completely biased and it's probably factually wrong, is I think Patrick Waugh is the greatest NHL goaltender of all time.
I don't know if that's factually wrong.
I don't know if that's wrong.
That's
a lot
wrong.
Of people. A lot of people would argue against that, though. But like, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of angry Hasek fans in the mentions after this.
Martin Brodeur. There are a lot of people in New Jersey along the Turnpike who would be very upset at your take.
Listen, man.
You know what? I accept the Hasek arguments. I think that's arguable. I don't respect Brodeur for a lot of reasons, including he basically played till he literally couldn't play anymore just to try to like stretch out his records.
I mean, it ain't tricking if you got it. Like, why not? Like, why not let him just play? Patrick Marleau wanted to play till he had that record for most games played.
Actually, maybe that's my cancelable take. I don't think records that are built on like purely dragging it out rather than like being at the top of your game should be recognized.
So what about like the Iron Man streak? You don't rock with that at all.
I also think Iron Man streaks are really stupid. I'm just on a roll now. Listen, I think it's ridiculous that Phil Kessel played like a shift in one game before his kid was born so that he could keep that streak. I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, he hit the SpongeBob meme. He was like, I'm out. Play one shift and like I'm gone.
but Sam, the birth to a child is hard. Like he has to be there for that. What could you
right?
What
he should have just been there instead of playing a shift in a game for a stupid streak.
This is what it fixed that though. The league could say a game played is you playing 30 seconds or playing three shifts to count as a game played, as opposed to just one shift in one game. There's a way to get around that, so I feel.
Yeah.
Tab, as a joke, I almost said, what do you know about giving birth to a child?
Whoa! Cancel Julian! Cancel Julian!
Cancel culture does not exist.
Oh my God.
I'll be quiet on that anyways.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna just be quiet about that.
We could have gone a wild place on that topic.
But this is zone time. We literally started the show with some tweets at somebody. You already know who it is. Well, where else could we go with this damn show? Anyway, before I get myself in more trouble, I guess, Omar, give us your most cancelable NHL take.
I don't know if it's cancelable because I think a lot of people agree with it, but I have like two things that I've always wanted. First, if you lose in overtime, you lost the game, you don't get a point. The extra point in overtime is so stupid.
I'm tired of people calling this a loser point.
I can't stand it, man. I always, because I look at the standings a lot, you know, because you know you have you have to do the whole dreadful who the least going to face in the first round thing, right?
I don't have to do that at all, but fine.
Yeah, and I look at it and it's like there are so many teams who have like 10 or more overtime losses, and I'm like what the heck is I don't know, man. Like I just feel like I think if you lose, you lost the game. I don't think you should get a point for that. Second thing, I don't know if this is countable either. If you take a penalty, or if the team gets a penalty and you're like you score on the delayed penalty, you should still get that penalty. That never made sense to me. Mm-hmm. That never made sense to me. Like you get the extra attacker, you score, and the penalty's like gone. Like, no, the player still did the thing. Like he still did that thing. So those are two. I guess the first one would be more cancelable than the second. But like, yeah, man, like if you lose the game, you lose the freaking game. Like I'm tired of the whole like extra point thing. Because then you get to a point where it's like, oh, it's like an East Coast team versus a West Coast team and the game is tied and it's like, okay, we're only going to play each other twice. Let's just stretch the game out. We get to overtime. We get a point that we'll decide in overtime. No, screw that. You lose in overtime, you lose the game. No points.
I thought you were going to say something along the lines of like Austin Matthews scoring 51 and 50 being official, unofficial is a bunch of garbage or something, but maybe the cancelable take here is that Austin Matthews 50 and 50 isn't actually official. So
listen, man, listen to me. If you go on any hockey stats website, go on any website, you look at the game logs and you count back from 50. How many goals does he have? 50. Like I'm like, oh, the freaking semantics, man. I'm so, and you know what the thing is that probably people are just saying it just to get out a rise out of Leafs fans, and you know what, it's working. I get it. I understand. This man actually has popcorn. You actually brought popcorn to that. So it's just like let us have the thing, I understand in the definition, I think it's more of like a organizational games thing, whatever. The dude has 50 goals in his last 50 games. Freaking just let us enjoy it. We were bad for so long. literally people are just doing the Bugs Bunny meme, man. They're just saying no, like, and now it's like every time I see a tweet from like Sportsnet or TSN or NHL or the NHL like talking about Matthews goal scoring, the first thing, what is he gonna do in the playoffs? It's not about the playoffs, man. We're not talking about the playoffs.
It will be in like three weeks, though. It will be about the playoffs, exactly.
And then it's like,
you're not gonna be able to score at the same rate that he was scoring in the season. He's gonna get shut down defensively, and y'all are gonna have to hope John Tavares is healthy and William Nylander provides. And if Michael Bedsheet Bunting doesn't score, oh boy, we're gonna let you know about that.
Yo, listen, man, Michael Bunting hasn't scored in a long time. Michael Bunting,
Cole Caulfield might pass him in goals, fam.
I think
Cole Caulfield will.
Michael Bunting hit 20 and then he stops. So, yeah, but man, is that I can't actually? Here's another thing, too, man. Like, I'm telling you, Cole Caulfield just sued Dominic Ducharme. I'm not even kidding. Like, listen, man, he had two goals in the first half of the season, and now he has like what, 18 or 19? Sue him. Sue him!
On what grounds, Omar? Yeah. On what grounds for a lawsuit?
I think since a date in February, no other rookie in the NHL has scored more goals than Cole Caulfield. Like, that's how good he's been over the last 2 months.
Sue him!
Omar,
sue him actual, blind!
There's an actual lawyer in here, so...
Yes!
You know. I can come up with something.
I'm not even kidding.
Give me enough time.
Yeah, state your case on behalf of Cole Caulfield versus Don
Mitchell. I would walk in there with a suit and everything, and I would represent Cole Caulfield in court. I'm not even kidding. I would say, lady people of the court, I am here to represent one Cole Caulfield. I don't know what his middle name is. Just making it up.
And you start with like, I'm not even a Habs fan.
Rashad. Not a Habs fan. I would open up. I would unbutton my dress shirt, and there'd be a Leafs jersey underneath. I am not a Habs fan.
Someone needs to make this TV show. I want to watch it.
Judge Omar?
No, I can't make those type of decisions. I'm too emotional. I'm too emotional for that. Like we talked about it off before recording, how like I'd be the worst GM ever. Like I would put a player on waivers mid-game. Like no qualms. Like 100. Like they would come back.
Pierre Engvall has been waived after two periods.
They would come back to their stall and there'd be a sign saying "Don't go home." Like just like don't like like. I mean, it's more or less what happened to Matt Duchene.
That's true.
Mike Camilleri got traded partway through a game.
Oh my gosh,
that's so happened funny. Before. You're not unlike was Pierre Dorion was behind the trade with Matt Duchene, and also Pierre Gauthier was behind the trade with Mike Camilleri. So you're not unlike those two Pierres.
Not good. I would be good. That Pierre.
Yeah, I don't know. But Judge Omar
Sakic was the one who traded Duchene mid game. So
you could do worse. Excuse me.
You could do worse, Omar. Yes.
That's true. This is true. Joe Sakic. Legendary Joe Sakic, also the last 50 goal. I've said this all week, but the last 50 goal scorer to score 50 goals in a season and win the Stanley Cup. I laughed my ass off when I saw the NHL PR account say Austin Matthews will attempt to do something that hasn't been done since Joe Sakic, which is score more than 50 goals in a season and win a cup.
Wait, what?
Good luck with that, buddy.
They tweeted that?
Yeah, they did.
Come on, man.
Yeah, they did.
Don't put that energy into the universe. Man,
yeah, man. Look.
You, man, we know that.
It's y'all.
You know that's not gonna happen. You know this. Like, don't do that to me, man. Like the man. Well, listen, the man's gonna hit 60. Let's not tag playoff stuff into that. Let's enjoy the regular season. Then we'll get to the playoffs. That'll be great.
That might be all y'all have.
I'm up, man. If they win one round and then we have that, I'll be satisfied. Even if they lose, I'll be. Not as hurt.
That's BS, and you know
it. Yeah, I know. That was all a bold-faced lie.
They lose again in round one. It's going to be some wild patois flying around zone time.
Yo, especially if they lose in, like, an embarrassing fashion. Yo, if Austin Matthews coughs off a puck, and it leads to a goal against...
Man. I hope they win around just for Omar. I'm not cheering for the Leafs. I'm cheering for Omar.
Thank you.
I'm hoping for his sanity, but I'm also hoping for maximum value entertainment. So I really win either way.
Yeah, I feel like if they win around, it will be more entertaining because at this point we've seen like the reaction to losing. I want to see Omar when they win.
Thank you. So do I.
Just so you all know, yes. It is possible if you're to get once again an Oilers Leaf Cup final. Could you imagine that?
That would be wild. That'd be a wild finish, man.
That would be
because those are two teams that like need to do something in the playoffs this year, like on both ends. Like either team like is out in the first round, then I don't know. Then there's chaos in both those front offices. So that would be pretty wild. I feel like
Jack Campbell would do better than Mike Smith.
I mean, that's a fair assumption.
You had to think about that?
No, I
had to. That's fair.
Yeah, I did have to think about
that's
that.
Fair.
Why
that's
did you
fair.
Think about that? I didn't no, have to think about
fair.
That.
That's fair.
I mean, I know Jack Campbell has not been good since the start of the new year, but like, I feel more confident and comfortable with Jack Campbell than Mike Smith.
Yeah.
That's just.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. I agree.
Yeah.
But do you feel more confident I'll say that... in Mike Smith or Jonathan Quick?
Jonathan Quick. Well, Jonathan Quick. That's not even it's something to think about. I understand like he's not the same Quick as he was, but like He's got chips for a reason. He's not Mike Smith. Also, I'll just say this before we get to the next topic here. While Omar going off on the Leafs for them losing in the first round would obviously be a big deal, or if they won, we're sleeping on Avery for what he would do if the Oilers lost in the first round. Avery would come at the Oilers front office management staff with fire and brimstone. We get a lot of fire fidets like, in that rant.
Yo, they lose.
Talk about Pat's offer, Omar. You are going to, you're going off.
They lose in the first round. The next day, it should be Bob Nicholson and Ken Holland clean out their offices and fly back to Toronto and Detroit. It's how do you keep those two? How do you keep those two employed to lose again? And it should be a proper search of a president and GM that has no connections to Hockey Canada or the Oilers from the Oilers from 30 years ago.
It should Detroit.
Or Detroit. Well, if they fire Holland, there's no more Detroit. So it should be somebody with no ties to the franchise of 40 years ago or Hockey Canada. Bring in some, bring in outsider. Bring in someone with no ties to Edmonton at all. Period.
Ties. So no ties to Edmonton at all. Bring him there. Ali Vigneault's not doing anything.
Bring in Eric Tolsky. Bring in Eric Tolsky to the Oilers.
Sure. That's a good idea. Bring someone from the Colorado staff. Bring someone from a successful organization that knows how to win. I don't know. There are some options. But, of course, we shouldn't write the epitaph for the Edmonton Oilers yet. They haven't lost in the first round as of yet. Since it's only fair that I asked Omar and Avery about how they'd feel about the teams in their respective markets going out in the first round, Canucks technically have a chance at making the playoffs. Sam, are you... well, there goes that one.
Okay.
I mean, in theory. Okay. So,
well, there goes
the Canucks. Not a purely mathematical
basis. They have nine games left. They have nine games left, and they're like 6 points out.
They have to win out, and I think they have to win out, and I think either one of Nashville or Dallas has to lose every game they play between now and then. So, yeah.
Ye have little faith in your team,
Julian.
I happen to like reality.
Okay. Oh. All right. I understand. At least you're.
I'm not even going to pretend like I think the Canucks are going to make the playoffs. You know what? If they do, I will be happy to be wrong, but I don't see them going 9-0.
That's well, true. Yeah. No, Bruce, there cool. It isn't, I guess. Yes. Exactly. Yes. All right. Let's try to get this back on whatever train track this show is supposed to be on. Matthews, you made the impassioned plea earlier, Omar, about 51 and 50. He he's approaching the 60 goal marker. Draisaitl's also hit 50. There's a few other guys who could also hit the 50 goal mark in a couple of days. Ovechkin at 45. McDavid was having a career best season, really, 42. Dollar Bill Kirill at 42. And Kyle Connor also at 42. There's a few other guys who are also at 38. But there are some people who feel that that's not attainable for them. I think it really, you know, anything is really possible, really. But you know what? We won't include them for this exercise. Which of these four guys in Ovechkin, McDavid, Kaprizov, and Connor would be the most impressive to see them reach the 50-goal mark? Avery, what do you think?
You know what? I'm going to go with Kyle Connor. He's a guy who is usually average so far in his career between 25 and 36 goals. He's never had more than 50 to 73 points in a season. So seeing Kyle Connor put up 42 points, I think it's very impressive right now in Winnipeg having an up and down year. He isn't the guy you would expect to be near 50 goals. So I'm going to go with Kyle Connor in Winnipeg this season.
Okay. What about you, Sam?
I'm going to say Ovechkin just in furtherance of the overall record. And because he's really old and he like notoriously doesn't take his training very seriously. Like I saw somebody tweeting about how like Nathan MacKinnon was probably having a meltdown knowing that Ovi has like his rosé pasta before every game. I was like, you know what? It works for him. And like, it reminds me of how Lemieux used to be like, oh yeah, I stopped eating French fries. That's like his version of training. And it's kind of fun to see somebody who does that.
Yeah, I remember once upon a time, NHL players, their off-season training was like baling hay in a barn.
Yeah.
That's basically what it was. We've gone to like sports science and all these other different things. Like some guys are like Nathan McKinnon and they will swear off In-N-Out burgers. Or sorry, no, he says he would, you'll have one every now and again. I don't believe him for a second. Omar, who's the most impressive of all these guys you'd think if they had reached the 50 goal mark?
Yeah, I'm kind of on the lines of Avery. I feel like Kyle Connor getting that total would be sick. Also, because if the Jets are still hunting for a playoff spot, they kind of need that to happen. So I think seeing Kyle Connor hit 50, I think would be a positive takeaway for Winnipeg Jets fans who right now it seems like they're gonna have a year not being in the playoffs. So I think that'd be pretty cool.
I'm going to just take Connor McDavid because if he scores 50, and Avery, you can tell me if I'm wrong, it's going to be the first time he ever scores 50 in a season.
That's correct. Yes, Julian. It will be his first 50-goal season if he hits that mark, which like, for Connor McDavid, it can happen with Connor. It's possible.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like I get it. Like, Austin Matthews deserves the praise that he gets for this year. Dude is having an incredible year, and he deserves all the praise that he's getting. We're looking at all these other players in the National Hockey League, and even Leon Draisaitl in Edmonton getting a lot of love. Absolutely. Remember when we're all, you know, fawning over Connor McDavid at the beginning of the year? Remember when we were cheering for him to get 100 points in 50-something games last year? Like, Connor McDavid is on pace to have a career best season, and we're kind of not talking about it. But we're going to remember around the NHL awards when it's like, oh, yeah, remember when he torched the New York Rangers that one time? Like,
oh, yeah.
Let's not forget about the fact that Connor McDavid is the best player in the world for a reason, and he is having, like, the best season of his career right now. And it would not surprise me in the slightest if this dude hit 50 goals before the end of the year. I think of all these guys, it's easily Connor McDavid who would be the most impressive for me because he's never done it. He's never hit 50 goals. Like, that would be really
crazy to see. I think it's crazy how we're all like desensitized to Connor McDavid. You know what I mean? It's like, when you were listening to stats, I was like, yeah, okay. You know,
yeah, right, cool. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, but then right, cool. McDavid will still do things where it's just like, holy flip, like he's a video game cheat code. So it's just like, yeah, it just speaks to the player that McDavid has been like the entire season. And, you know, again, it's so unfortunate. Like, yes, Leafs fans and Oilers fans like go back and forth all the time. But like, there is no player I want to see like living it up in the playoffs more than McDavid, man. Like, I want to see him have those moments of just taking over games when those games matter. So I really hope they pull together, man. As much as we like clown and like, you know, I was in some video, like I think it presented
yes.
about being
the light
when Draisaitl hit 50 goals, I was in it. Yes, I understand. So like as much as I clown on Draisaitl and stuff and say he's not a center. Wingers can score goals too. That was a joke. As much as I clown, I think it's a damn shame that we've only had like one true year of like Connor McDavid in the playoffs. So I hope that changes soon.
Yeah, for context, Omar was. I'll let you finish Avery in a second, but just for context, Omar, a tweet about Leon Draisaitl was included in some fan video that was released around the time Leon Draisaitl hit 50 goals.
That's so funny. I laughed out loud when I saw that. I was like, oh, okay. It's hilarious.
All right, Avery, what were you going to say?
I was going to say the Oilers can go further. All I got to do, recall Stuart Skinner. He has been their best goalie this year among the three who started games in Edmonton. Stuart Skinner has been having a great year in Bakersfield. Keep him in Edmonton. I want to start him if the Oilers play the Kings or the Golden Knights or the Flames. You have to start Stuart Skinner in game one of that series.
Nah, I want to see them start Mike Smith instead.
Age of chaos.
Forget.
Fire for that.
Oh, man.
Okay. I think we have time to talk about one more thing. So we'll get to, all these great records are being broken. You know, Roman Josi sets the single season points record in Nashville. Kirill Kaprizov ties the record for most goals by a Minnesota Wild player in a season. He also has the record for points by a Minnesota Wild player. Sidney Crosby reached the 1,400-point mark. And Austin Matthews did some stuff. We talked about that enough. What about some bad stuff? What about some marks of futility? I would love to hear teams or players who are approaching that stuff. I look at the Montreal Canadiens, obviously being in the market. They've allowed 277 goals this year. Ooh. They're about like I think if my math is right, like 18 off from like the most they've allowed in franchise history dating back to 1917, 1918. And there's a part of me that, like, you know, as just someone who goes to watch games, I want to see them break that record. I want to see them get to like 300 goals allowed. This team has been terrible. It's without doubt the worst one I've ever seen in my life. And I understand Martin Saint-Louis has done good things, helped players look good, but this is a very bad hockey club. This is a very bad team. Just, I mean, no one's going to like it, but to see them allow 300 goals in a season, like, that would just put the stamp on how bad this team has been. So they are my pick. Omar, do you have a pick?
Yeah. So Connor Hellebuck currently has faced the most shots among NHL goaltenders, I think, at 2,033. So he wouldn't allow the most if things went wrong, but he is currently, let's see, 98 shots away from being in the top 50 of most shots faced by a goaltender ever. That's not good. So that would be like chaotically funny to see, because it would be the most shots faced by a goaltender since one Frederick Anderson, back when he was part of my team, because the Leafs didn't play defense, and that year he faced 2,211 shots. Will Connor Hellebuck get that much? I don't know, but he's really close to being in the top 50, which I think would be an interesting little footnote for this season for the Jets.
And then Frederick Anderson could go on a lengthy cup run with the Carolina Hurricanes. Avery, your turn.
Okay, the Coyotes, we know they're a bad team. We know they have struggled. Their start was awful. They're still bad. This year, they've only scored 179 goals. If they do not reach the 190 goals for mark, they'll be the first team to fail to do that since the Devils did it in 16-17 when they only scored 180 goals. That is a bad mark to not reach 190 goals scored over an 82 game season. They are scoring less than Johnny Bravo.
Hey. The Arizona Coyotes, though, they win in moral victories, man, because they sure know how to beat up people who smirk and look at them weird. Don't disrespect the Arizona Coyotes, man. Don't disrespect
them. I had to go check. I wanted them to break the Sharks record of losing 71 games in a season, but sadly, they've won over 20, so.
Oh, my God.
Maybe next season.
Well, I don't know how many wins the Coyotes have, but you could add a plus one to them, you know, getting that damn moral victory over the Ducks. They've had 22 right now. Well, sorry. By the time they'll have played, maybe they'll have 46 losses or 6 OT losses and they'll be stuck at 22. But they are playing the Devils. Who knows what could happen there? But whatever win total they have, you can add a plus one to that because of the moral victory they got against the Anaheim Ducks. But anyway, I've done enough about that. Sam, do you have a stat or do you just want to dunk on somebody or make fun of somebody?
I actually, the only record I want to see broken is 71 losses in a season.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I want someone to go 0-82. I want someone to win no games.
Someone will win by accident.
I thought Arizona would. Then they started to mess around and start winning some games. Listen, man. Listen, okay. As the season starts to wind down, I hope we can start like doing some like draft lottery simulators because like it, man, I think the draft lottery is going to be so stupid. And I think like a team like Philly will like win out of nowhere or something. And then just like all those GMs just, you know, look at their team and be like, why do you keep winning? Like think about it. Like the Coyotes went on a run. They were winning some games. The Habs, I think they want like on like a 3 or 4 game winning streak. Like, oh my God, that would be like, that's probably the most fun about, or, well, fun depending on how you think about it when it comes to the draft lotteries. It's like when a team like out of nowhere, like, remember, I think it was 2017, so like, you know, the Devils won. I think the Flyers got the second pick and like Dallas got the third, right? And they moved from like 7 or something.
Is that the Nolan Patrick draft or am I wild?
So Nico Hischier went first, Nolan Patrick went second, and then Miro Heiskanen went third.
Miro Heiskanen was third.
And then Kale McCarr went fourth. That would be wild. That would be wild.
You know what's funny, actually? Oh, go ahead, Avery.
I want to mention, though, technically, There's one AHL team that only won one game in a season. It was 1917 Montreal Wanderers. They played six games and won one game. Why? The arena burned down mid-season and it's a poor rest of the year.
Damn, that's technically tough.
The Montreal Wanderers winning only one game counts if you count the original NHL season where the arena burned down.
Okay. Jeez. Well, so something we'll consider in that. I was just about to say, I went on the Tankathon website and they have the draft lottery simulator. They actually have it for baseball, basketball, and football, but they have an NHL page as well. And I just clicked Sim Lottery a couple of times. And the random order I just got here, Arizona first, Philly would move up to second, Montreal would fall to third, Seattle four, New Jersey five. Also, if you're thinking of draft lottery shenanigans, you don't have to look too far than that, the bubble year where a team that was in the play-in round and lost got to be the number one overall pick and got Alexi Lafreniere, the New York Rangers, everybody.
I didn't need to be reminded of that, Julian, because I remember the video where the Leafs ball went up and then got knocked out. If anyone wants like a glimpse of what being a Leafs fan is, like that one clip, like my jaw dropped when I saw that. Yes, we already have Matthews and Marner and stuff, but you know,
greedy
man, there is no greedy. There is no such thing as too much talent on
time to bring
team.
Back the popcorn again.
Oh, go off one more, please. Go off one more time for the masses.
No. That's not rant worthy. I'm just saying, you know, there's no such thing as too much talent on the team. However, said team needs to use said talent to win a round for the first time.
I'm surprised that you didn't just go at Avery and just say, hey, I don't want to hear anything from you being in Edmonton with all the picks you've accumulated.
Wow, you feel Julian instigates?
No, but it's right. No, it's true, though, man. Like, geez. Like, that was, yo, the 2015 draft, man. Man, Pete, the whole country was rattled. Like, geez. Oh, my God. This man's dancing.
He's back dancing. Yeah. What is this, Carabana or what?
Oh, my God.
Of course,
God.
Jump out, wave. Yo, when the Oilers won a draft lottery, I was at my dad's house. I literally fell to the ground. Like I couldn't believe it. I fell to the ground on the TV when it was the Oilers one that came up. It's like they won again. Yo. I was laughing when they won.
I'm just picturing Avery walking around with a rag, just waving at his house. Yeah. Oh man. Anyway. God. All right, we've caused enough chaos on this week's edition of Zone Time. Appreciate all three of you being here. Thank you, Avery. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Omar. And thank you all who are watching the show on YouTube or listening to the podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. Come back next week. We'll have more fun stuff to talk about, I'm sure of it. And subscribe to the Yahoo Sports NHL YouTube page. And also listen to the Yahoo Sports Hockey Podcast with Justin Cuthbert. It's a great podcast. And In the Mentions with Omar is also really good, too. He does a really good job at his show. He has a spectacular job. And when it comes time for him to talk about the Toronto Maple Leafs in the playoffs, you're going to want to tune in for that because the comedy will be on 10. It's going to be amazing. I promise you. I promise you. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be worth it. Omar in the playoffs. Like I've never been more like I see this dude's face every day. I want to see Omar go off in the playoffs. That's what I want.
Yeah, that'll be interesting time. That's for sure. But I'm looking forward to it for better or worse.
All right. That's going to do it for this week's episode. Bye, everybody.